Welcome to the Success Curve with Jed Ray. You can tune in each week as Jed and his guests talk about your success. You can join the conversation on the internet. Visit blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, where you can send your questions to Jed.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you? And welcome to the Success Curve. It's Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific time. That means it's time for the Success Curve. My name is Jed Ray, and I would like to welcome you to the show. We've got a great show on for you tonight. I can't wait to introduce our co-hosts. This is a great honor, and I'm excited to have one out of retirement and one wearing the rubber off the shoes. But before we get there, I want to give out some thanks to my guests from last week. Sandy Thompson was here, very, very special lady that is helping many, many, many people locally, internationally, nationally, all around the area with their dietary issues that they have, especially her diabetic clients. And then the week before, I didn't get a chance to thank Jim Evangelista of of Reality Kitchen there in the Whitaker area. He's creating a nonprofit organization for adults with disabilities, and Jim is such a rock star. Just truly appreciate his input in our show and the things that we're going to do in the future. So my hat's off to both Sandy and Jim. Well, I got to tell you just a little story. I met this guy through the other guy that's also come out of retirement who's on the show, Edward Eddie Rodriguez. He was introduced to me through Michael McClary. And, of course, you all know Michael. He's been around. Eddie's been on the show before, too. But Michael's been on several times. And he's a film producer in the Detroit area, Michigan. And he had introduced me to Eddie. Eddie is quite an interesting young man, a real gift, real special heart, and someone who takes it to heart. Okay, this man left. I got to put my glasses on. Hillsborough Beach, Florida, on March 19th, headed up the Eastern Seaboard to Washington, D.C. will arrive on August 27th, something like that. 1,054 miles. Eddie, you there?
I'm here, Jed. How you doing, man?
I'm so glad
to be on the show. And Mike came out of retirement. Awesome.
Yeah.
Michael McClary, are you there?
Who, me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, well, we've got Eddie's picture up there, and we've got a couple good pictures of you too, Michael, somewhere in the archives. We'll pull those out. But anyway, Eddie has a great following called Smile and Wave America. Smile and Wave America, also known on his webpage as smileandwave.com and smileandwaveamerica.com. Correct, Eddie?
Well, actually, smileandwave.com, no. It's smileandwaveamerica.com.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I've got smileandwaveevents.com.
Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
You know, let's talk about why the walk from South Florida to Washington, D.C., and possibly beyond. We'll talk some more about that in a little while. But what was this all about, Eddie? What prompted you to do this?
Well, you know, I started seeing so many people getting sadder and sadder in their lives, and so many people, you know, just kind of inverting rather than going out and meeting people and talking with people and sharing and seeking others. I saw people kind of become loners and just getting more down and down in their life and seeing everything on the outside as what was real. And, you know, I've been telling my clients for a long time that the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that's a metaphor, But I took it literal. You know, I said, you know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make this journey, and I'm going to see how I can go out and spread happiness across the country, how I can spread smiles and help to lift people, leave a trail from Hillsborough Beach to Washington, D.C. of happiness. How many people can I touch along the way, and what can I do when I get there to make a difference in this world?
Yeah. So, what a fascinating story. So tell us, where is, how close is that in juxtaposition for those of us on the West Coast? That where is that in juxtaposition between, say, Fort Lauderdale and Miami? How far south?
Okay, between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, it's a little bit north.
Okay,
it's actually about probably 15 miles north of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, all right. So we got an idea. It's 1,054 miles from there to Washington, D.C. And so tell us a little bit about the journey. Michael's got a couple questions too, I know, but tell us a little bit about the journey. How did it start out?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that it started out to be 1,054 miles.
Okay.
And I'll tell you in a second how it got extended, but the journey started out really good. I mean, it was it has been an adventure all the way around. And you know, it's funny because I started this journey out and I had to get my stuff, you know, with me, you know, I had all my clothes and stuff like this. I had to take that with me along the way, but you know, it's like this backpack thing, you know, it's, I don't know, I can't fit everything I need in a backpack.
Right.
Or at least not for me, because, you know, I want my toiletries in there, you know, I want to be able to stay clean and stuff like this. So I actually started out with a handcart, dragging my stuff. I had a duffel bag and I had a backpack on a handcart. Anyway, that has changed many different times, and I finally wound up with, like, it's almost like a radio flyer wagon. Okay, and yeah, I mean, this is
love it.
It's funny to see this thing, you know. I got this big bin on it, and then I've got all these plastic bins that I stick inside. So that all my stuff doesn't get wet. And it weighs 161 pounds. Okay? I tie this thing around my waist, and I drag it behind me so I can be hands-free, and I can start smiling and waving at all the cars that go by.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, the beginning of the journey was just totally, totally amazing. I mean, it's just going from town to town and just learning about the different people that were out there, about the different things that the streets would bring.
Right.
The journey took so many twists and turns that I just never thought it would take. Now, I thought when I first started this journey, I said, oh, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be cool. Well, I had very low expectations, it seems, because it's gone way, way beyond anything that I ever thought. It's, you know, oh, man, this is. I recommend that everybody walk at least 50 miles wherever they are from one town to the next and actually experience something like this.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing you right now. We've got a picture of you. It looks like on stilt shoes of some sort, or the quasi-rollerblade, I'm not sure what those are you've got on your feet, but anyway, that's another one of your walking contraptions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And those, I actually use those when I'm not actively walking, and when I mean not actively walking, when I stop at a hotel or wherever it is and I'm staying for the night, I put those on and I walked around to go meet people and to, you know, just keep my legs in shape while I'm not, you know, physically walking with the cart.
Are they spring loaded?
Oh, they're spring loaded. Yeah, you can really jump on those things. I mean, they're a lot of fun. A lot of fun. You bounce around. You can dunk a basketball with them. You can jump a small car. You can dump people. Yeah, light people up and jump them. See, how many people can I jump?
we're going to put those on McClary for his marathon portion of his triathlon.
I'm telling you, Mike, you will fly, man.
Sure, I will.
But don't try swimming in them. You're sinking. Yeah, they weigh about 12 pounds, so I don't think they'd be good to swim with, but no, they really do bounce you forward, and they you know, well, you jog in them, and you're jogging really fast.
Eddie, before we get into the journey itself, I guess a question I have, I think, fits with this portion is, what made you decide to do this in the first place? Why do it?
Well, Mike, I think you know some of the things that that went on in my life. I had about 5 years ago, and I think this is probably the part of the story you want me to tell. About 5 years ago, my oldest daughter was in Korea, and she was with her husband. Her husband was in the military there, and she got into a moped accident. And she fought for her life for 45 days, and she ended up passing away. It was the most devastating thing that I've ever gone through in my life. 4 months after that happened, I had a cerebral hemorrhage. I had blood that came up in the back of my brain. They said, they said to my wife at the time, call the family. He's going to die tonight. You know, so basically, I was supposed to die right after my daughter. No way I could do that. But I did fall into a big depression. Things just did not look pretty. There was no reason to get up in the morning. I just everything around me was falling apart. I just didn't know what to do. But I found a way to learn how to be happy, how to be joyful, how to appreciate the things in my life, how to find that true joy from the inside, not from the outside. And so, you know, learning that taught me so many things, and just I found out how much happiness truly means in our lives. And when you find happiness after being in a position like that, you cherish it. And the way to learn more about it and the way to learn more about everything in your life is to go teach it. So that's what I decided to do. Is I decided that I was going to go spread happiness. I was going to go teach it. I was going to be involved in it, and I was going to create things in my life around happiness. That way, I can tell people, look, this is the way that I want to be treated. I want to be treated with a smile and wave. I want people to be happy when I walk in the door. And I'm able to create that. I'm able to shift that by living it myself, by truly living it myself. And it goes out to other people, and it helps them to relax, to be able to be happier in their lives, to be able to open their hearts and truly see the good things and not see the negative. So,
and one of your ways of being of showing that happiness and getting people to smile is a way that I first met you. Probably was 3-4 years ago. And that was you in a bunny suit. Can you share with the audience a little bit about the bunny suit?
Yes. You know, that's a funny story because, you know, I had this huge fear of public speaking, and I had to break that fear. I had actually gone to a couple of trainings where I was supposed to, you know, break my fear. And in one of those trainings, I had to wear something I would never be caught dead in. You know, being caught dead in a white rabbit suit, you know, these ears and the pink tail and all, you know, I don't want to be seen in that, you know. So anyway, you know, when my wife actually picked that out for me, she kept pointing at the rabbit suit, and I'm saying, I'm never going to be seen in that. And you know, it was like, oh, okay, you got me. That's the one that it's got to be. It's got to be the rabbit suit. So I saw that thing hanging in my closet. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling my wife, I got to break my fear of public speaking. I can't speak with, you know, I can't talk from behind people. People actually have to see me. So, you know, I saw the rabbit suit in the closet, and I said, okay, I'm going to pull out the rabbit suit, and I'm going to walk up to people, groups of people, and say, hi, how you doing, you know? And I thought, no, that's kind of nuts. I mean, that's weird, right? So I'm an amateur poet. I had this poem, and I said, oh, my God, I'm going to take this poem, and I'm going to go up to people in the streets, and I'm going to read them my poem. Now, that will scare the heck out of me. And I'm telling you, I was really scared to do this, but it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm telling her this, and I'm the kind of guy that, you know, if I say something, I need to take action on it right away, right now, right this minute. So,
oh, no.
I kind of like what the walk did. Now, by the time all this is done, it's like 2:30 in the morning. Where do you go at 2:30 in the morning? In a rabbit suit to read poetry to people? The only place he can go is to the bars. So I went out to this one bar in Kendall. There's five guys out in the parking lot, and they're all drunk, and they're laughing, having a good time. I walk up. Now, picture this. I walk up in this rabbit suit, these big old ears. I've got a polka-dot vest on with a polka-dot tie, okay? And I walk up, and I say, hey, guys, mind if I read you a poem? I didn't know if they were going to beat the heck out of me or let me read it, you know?
I've got tears.
They kind of went, go ahead, man, do it, you know? So I read it to them. They actually applauded me. You know, they asked me why I did this, and I told them. I said, you know, I want to break my fear of public speaking. And so it got me to do it several more times. And the thing that I found out was that it breaks people's barriers down, like, right away. And it really opens them up. So I kind of said, okay, who am I not to do this? If people enjoy it so much, who am I not to do it? I got to do it. So that's the rabbit.
Yeah, and you know, I saw that picture, and for whatever reason, it did not get on the thumb drive to get on the TV, and I apologize because I did see it and should have put it on there. That was a great vision. We've got a caller on the line. No? Oh, okay. We lost a caller. You're listening to Eddie Rodriguez, Michael McClary, and myself, Jed Ray, on the Success Curve. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you searching for meaning in your life? Do you need a GPS for your inner compass? Are you looking for answers and like-minded people? Well, here we are. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, you're welcome here. Head north past Oakway Center, off Coburg, on Rustic. Stop. Make a right turn. Center for Spiritual Living, Eugene. You're home.
Well, we're back, and I actually forgot to give a few station IDs when we started out because I was so excited to get Michael and Nettie on. This is the Success Curve. We're coming to you live from the set of the Success Curve in CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon. We're broadcast simulcasting to blogtalkradio.com/the Success Curve, soon to be the Ray Network. We're also broadcasting on a video stream out to livestream.com/the Success Curve. If you'd like to call in and ask Eddie or Michael or myself any question you'd like, specifically Eddie, I guess, since this is his show, you can call in at 347-989-8484. Again, 347-989-8484. And if you're watching this and it's not Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Pacific time, or 10 and 11 o'clock Eastern time, there won't be anybody in the studio. That means it's being a replay. So jump on the phone. Give us a call. We're at facebook.com/thesuccesscurve as well, and you can watch us live at thesuccesscurve.com. So, Eddie, let's pick up where Michael took off. Let me ask you one tough question in regards to that time in your life. Was there one thing that sticks to you that says this was the defining moment that shifted this energy? Was there one thing that you can remember that caused you to begin to re-examine where you were at amongst all that depression?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The defining moment for me was when my wife, I was sitting in VA hospital, and I was getting ready to get another brain scan just to make sure that everything was, you know, normal, defined normal, right? That everything was okay with my head, that, you know, the bleeding was going down, you know, the blood was draining out, and that I wasn't having any complications or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, she turned to me and she asked me, she said, "What do you want for your birthday?" That's a simple enough question. I mean, you know, people get asked this question every single day.
Right, sure.
Yeah, but, you know, that for me was a catalyst that triggered my thought process to really get things working towards my bringing myself out of this depression,
right,
and really propelling me forward and starting to live my life again.
Wow.
It's funny because it's the little things,
sure,
that really can take you from one place to another. Everybody thinks it has to be this big, huge, aha moment. But the simplest little thing can,
mm-hmm,
be that big aha moment for you. You just have to be open for it.
Yeah. Well, so let's ask the little questions then. What little moments on this trip have impacted you and or the Americas that are seeing you on a daily basis? I know that there was a video, you're now an authentic tiger, that you've been in indoctrinated into the tiger society, but other things. I mean, obviously you've had some small little events that have occurred on your journey that were significant to either yourself or to those around you. You want to talk about a couple of those?
Well, there are so many that it's kind of hard to pick and choose any couple of them. There's one that kind of stands out. There's a ton of them. I mean, mm-hmm, this past couple of days was really amazing. But I'm going to go back to Florida, Georgia.
Okay.
I was sitting at a gas station, and I had to go across a bridge. It's a huge bridge, and I really wasn't supposed to be walking on that bridge. So the thing is, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to get across this bridge? And, I don't want to cause any problems or anything like this. So I said, okay, how do I get across that bridge? So I'm sitting there at the gas station. A guy pulls up in a Land Rover, suit and tie, very corporate. And you figure, I'm sitting here with my cart, right? And I got a sign on there that said, this is a good sign. And, when you see me with this cart, it's like, what do you think? What is this guy doing? So I figured, this guy's a corporate guy. He's never going to talk to me, right? But for some reason, when he's walking by, I just pointed at the sign. I said, this is a good sign. And the guy looks at it, and he says, yeah, that's a good sign. And we started talking. And so he's, as we're talking, he says, you got to go across that bridge. And it's like, yeah, I do. And he says, you're going to need a ride across that bridge. And I said, well, that might be a good idea, So he says, tell you what, let me go to the restroom. I'll give you a ride. I was like, whoa, okay. This is nice. So anyway, we take my cart and we load it in the back of his Land Rover. Now, I told you, my cart's about 3 feet long. And a foot and a half wide, weighs 161 pounds. Okay, I finally got it weighed at I went to a fish station and they weighed this thing. So anyway, we put this thing in the back of the Land Rover. I'm like, oh my God, it's a nice car. And we put it in the back there. We start driving off and we start talking. And the guy opens up to me and he starts telling me about how things are going with him. And we just had this awesome conversation. He looks at me and he goes, dude, you're exactly what I need today. This is what I've been asking for. I've been asking for this, for the things that we've been talking about. And I don't want to share everything that we were talking about. But he's like,
sure.
Oh, my God, So he drove me for about an hour. We rode together. Okay. He drove me to this one gas station. We sat there and we talked for about 20 minutes and stuff. And the guy, he wanted to take me all the way to Charleston. Okay. And I was like, dude, I'm walking here. I gotta walk. So anyway, it was really, really cool. And we kept in touch. And he was looking for work. He hadn't worked in a couple of years. And he was looking for work. And I was able to help him shift his mindset around the work situation that, instead of feeling, oh my God, I got to find a job. I got him to shift that to, there's a job out there for me.
Yeah,
it's just
right.
Waiting. I'll find it. And so he wrote me about a month ago, I guess it was, and said that he found a job. And you can actually go see the video about us driving together on the website.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yeah, it's out there.
SmileAndWaveAmerica.com.
SmileAndWaveAmerica.com. That was an incredible time. It was where I showed up and he showed up exactly at the right time. They say, you know, oh wow, that's lucky. No. Everything that has happened on this trip, all the little things where I needed a hand or something like that, it's always been somebody's always showed up. It's, you know.
You know, isn't that so true in all of our lives? You know, Michael showing up or me showing up in his life, Michael showing up in my life,
right.
Showing up at the most perfect time.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the things, the whole place for you in my life, Eddie, and the things that have occurred since we met, you're right. You are. There is a reason for every principle that addresses and graces each and every one of us. So, my hat's off to you. You're listening to Eddie Rodriguez. He's walked from South Florida, just north of Fort Lauderdale, and he's headed up to Washington, D.C. Should be there around August 27th with maybe some aspirations to go a little further. I thought maybe we'd have him walk out here to the West Coast, or maybe I just
go
East Coast and meet him, you know. you know, there's a huge significance to what Eddie's doing, Smile and Wave America, you know, bringing about people to think about their lives and think about what challenges they have, but what benefits they have to being here. You know, we all have challenges in our lives. We all have challenges. Life would not be what it is without challenges. It's how we process those, how we get up when we get knocked down. And Eddie is quite an example of just that. So he took it upon himself to smile and wave. I love that pencil drawing, that orange pencil drawing of you there with the hand. And we're showing that on the screen, too. That's, who did that drawing?
That was a friend that I actually met at the youth fair down in Miami. Yeah, created
cool.
that. So, and there's one thing I want to go back just a little bit to what you just said about you and Michael. I gotta really hand it to Michael and also you. But Michael came into my life at a time when I needed a really good mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that was real, somebody that was very true to his word, somebody that I could trust, somebody that really cared about life and cared about people and would inspire and lift you up. And that's Michael.
Yeah.
You know, and
that does describe him, doesn't it? That
it,
does
it
describe
does.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. Fascinating man, really great-hearted. Just beautiful all the way around, very talented in the things that he does. And so he inspired me a lot and really kind of took me under his wing and showed me a lot of things that, you know, and helped to bring me into the direction that I was heading.
Mm.
So I want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Eddie. I appreciate it. I'm glad I was able to be... you know, to be someone who was there to, you know, I don't believe I really gave you any new knowledge you didn't know. Just, you know, hopefully maybe, like you said, if I steered you in the right direction or got you thinking a certain way, or revisiting something that you needed to do, then that was perfect. You already knew what you needed to do and where you were going. So not as if I necessarily, you know, imparted some great wisdom, just, you know, and I think everybody needs to realize that and think about that. Most of us have the answers that we're seeking on the inside.
We do.
We're just often afraid to follow those answers or to look at ourselves in a way that we may need to. But if we do that, and if we have great friends that we can talk to and people that are there for us, it can make all the difference in the world. And even better than that is that if we can be there for other people, beyond
right.
what people can do for us, but what we can do for other people.
I do want to thank both you and Chet definitely
yeah.
for everything that, you know, everything you've done. So.
Well, we've done, I can only speak for myself, but my part is humbly a very honorable part to be here to showcase Eddie and Michael. And I just have the opportunity to do that, and it's my great privilege and pleasure to do that. So you are very welcome, and thank you for the accolades.
Can't you just feel the love?
I can. I can. Relationships. How about relationships, Michael?
Oh,
what's
yeah,
relationships.
What's going on with relationships? Talk to us just a minute here. We'll digress just a little bit and talk about one of Michael's projects.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, it's a great project, and it's, you know, for those of you who know me as anything but ordinary, I've kind of moved beyond that project. I'm still sharing it, and people can still see that movie and everything else. But I've moved on to a project of my own, but also this project that I'm partnering with my best friend in the world, Tamara Schilling, who is a sex and relationship expert. And
mm-hmm.
we're really building this amazing site for people to go and for free to get some really great information about how to improve their relationships, how to improve their love life, how to improve their sex lives in the midst of those loving relationships. You know, what's great about it, too, is what Tamara does is really talks about, and we're really moving towards, our new tagline is the science of sex, love, and relationships. And that's really what she's talking about, is really getting in deep on what is the science behind the things that we feel, the things that we're driven to do, the addictions that we have, the relationship issues that we have. Why do we love one person very intimately and very deeply, and another person maybe we don't so much, even though they may be a quote-unquote great fit for us? There is a lot in the science that most people don't really realize, and a lot of people feel like there's something wrong with them
mm-hmm.
because either they have a serious addiction, a sex addiction, or they have serious issues with relationships, and they don't understand why they're always having problems. And what the truth is there may be something hormonally an issue. There might be a chemistry issue. There's so many different things, as well as the psychological portion of it, that what I love about what Tamara is doing is really diving into that and really giving people sound, great advice. And I'm blessed to be partnered with her on that site. We bring not only her Q&A, her every week, we have a question and answer session from someone in our audience who has asked a question, and Tamara answers it both on a written and a video blog, but also we are interviewing sex and relationship experts across the United States, and they're called the Sex Talk Tapes. We put those on twice a week. You get an opportunity to get some free experience and some free information about what it is that maybe you're struggling with, as well as a number of other things that are coming out as well. A Q&A call that's going to be live every week. We have a number of other programs that are coming, but it's really, I'm blessed to work with her. As I said, I'm blessed to work with my best friend, but also a woman that truly, truly has an amazing gift and talent, and I'm just excited to share that with everyone. So if you want more information on that project, please go to www.relationshift, not ship, shift, like a gear shift, .tv. So R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Relation, and then shift, S-H-I-F-T .tv. And please sign up for the free silver membership. It doesn't cost you anything, but you get a lot more access to a lot of the videos that aren't available just on the regular site. So,
cool, man.
I really appreciate you giving me that time to share that great project. I'm loving it, and it's pretty much it's becoming my full-time gig.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That sounds like a great project. I mean, I'm interested in that. And also, I know a sex expert over there in California that I can hook you up with if you want, you know, interviews and things like that. You know, so,
hey, send
smile away,
send
dude.
Him or her along.
Smile away, dude. That's right.
Yeah, I'll be happy to talk to Tamara about whoever anyone might have as a suggestion for us to work with in the future.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that way, you know, we're looking to interview other people, so that's good. I'm glad to hear that, Mike. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Eddie, where are you at tonight?
I am in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah? VIP suite, right?
VIP suite, yes. This is amazing. I came here, I'm actually at the Crown Plaza, and when I came here, they rolled out the red carpet. They gave me the key to my room. They said, you're on the executive suite, executive level, which means you have to put your card in the elevator and punch in your floor. Nobody else has, you know, and only the people that are on that floor have access to that floor. So I was like, oh, yeah, beautiful, nice. They gave me a bottle of wine. They said, would you like red or white wine? I said, give me some white wine. So they really have treated me well. It's an amazing stay here. So right in downtown.
So what's Go ahead, Mike.
I think we're probably going to go the same way. It's the same question I have a sense, and that is, you've been traveling all up. You know, you've been traveling up the Eastern Seaboard, and you didn't have a lot of money to do this project. I mean, it's not like you can pay for a hotel room every time. You know, every night. You've been doing this for months, so a lot of things have just had to show up and happen for you to be able to do this. So showed up to put you in the Crown Plaza tonight in Richmond, Virginia?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that what I do is I make phone calls while I'm on the road, while I'm walking, and I talk to the hotels. I tell them what I'm doing. That's all I do. I don't try and sugarcoat anything. I just tell them exactly what I'm doing. I tell them the truth, and they open up and they say, we would love to have you here. And you know that's the thing that you do in your life is make sure that when you're talking with somebody and you're telling them things, you come from truth. Okay, make sure that you're coming from your heart, and that you're doing things right, and they're going to show up for you. Things are going to show up. It's amazing the hotels that I've been able to stay at. I was in Myrtle Beach. I stayed in, I think, 7 different hotels. 6 of them were on the water, facing the water. The other one was a water view. Virginia Beach, same thing. All along Florida, you know, just any place that I've been where there's been water there, I have been blessed to have that view right outside of my hotel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's incredible. And it all comes from just knowing in your heart that you're really out there focusing in on helping people, doing the right things, and making sure that everything is taken care of and the people, the hotels are taken care of too.
So did you bring the bunny suit with you? Is it in that cart too?
No, actually, I wish I had it here. I really do. There's some times that I would have loved to pull that thing out. But no, I don't have the cart with me, the bunny suit with me. The bunny suit is actually in... Is it New? I always forget the name of that town. It's right south of St. Augustine.
You left on the trail.
It's in storage.
Okay.
It just was too much to carry.
Well, you know that. What's the goal for Washington D.C.? Do you have a vision of what you'd like to try and accomplish once you get there?
Absolutely, I do. And if any of the listeners out there have any connections in Washington D.C., I'd love to hear from you. I want to gather as many people and invite all of you out there to Washington D.C. And if you can't come to Washington, gather some groups together at wherever you are on August 27th at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be at the mall in Washington, D.C., okay, right by the Lincoln Monument. But if you can't make it there, gather people together and do a little video, take a picture, invite the media, whatever, to just say Smile and Wave America, because let's all say it at the same time. Smile and Wave America, we love you.
We love you.
Yeah, get that message out there. Smile and Wave America, we love you. It's just a message of, you know, love, of caring, of understanding, and, you know, just trying to get a positive message all at the same time out to the universe so that maybe it can sweep across the country.
Well, I do have a contact in D.C., and she is a social media specialist, someone I interviewed for my author's mastermind group that I was involved in for many years. And I'll give a shout-out to her tomorrow and see if she's going to be in the city at that date, on that date, and see what if we can make a connection there. That would be that'll be totally cool because she is connected in the community, and so you know, everyone
Excellent.
Helps. Yeah, sure, you bet.
Yeah.
So on the 27th, that's Eddie Rodriguez, and he's going to be in Washington D.C. in at the monument there, and so we want to make sure that there's lots of fanfare, lots of people there to. Welcome Eddie Rodriguez into Smile and Wave America. And you can go to smileandwaveamerica.com. There's also a donation button there, but there's also information about Eddie and about his journey. Just an amazing human being. We'll be right back. We're going to take our last break, and we'll come right back.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Oh, hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What'd you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I promise.
Am I on? These guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual part from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your Marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Just smile and wave, boys. Just smile and wave. There's a pair that to draw to, and Harry and Michael are giggling, close friends and colleagues, Harry and Phil on Marvelous Mondays. They will also be shifting to the Ray Network beginning September 5th, Monday, September 5th. They will be the inaugural show on the Ray Network. That's the plan. There's I think about a half a dozen of us right now that are creating our own network called the Ray Network. That's Radio Advancing Your Universe with the Y as a play on the word universe. And Michael McClary was the creator of Advancing Your Universe, and we've decided that we're going to move our radio network as well. So the Success Curve is part of that network, and we'll be moving from Blog Talk to the Ray Network that first week in September as well. But we're going to have to redo that commercial, I guess, just a little bit. That's going to be a tough one to let go of because I really enjoy, well, okay, yeah. Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Smile and wave.
Well, you know, I'm proud of you guys, Jed, for all the work that you're doing. I stopped by Harry and Phil's show on Monday night just to, you know, wish them good luck on the new network and the same to you for all the work that you're doing and putting into, you know, create a new radio network. We all know that's not a small task, and so I'm proud of all of you guys for what you're doing.
Yeah, well,
I second that.
We're keeping the home front warm for you when you're ready to come back, Michael. Yeah,
it might be still a little while.
Yeah, that's okay. I get it. But I mean, ultimately, you know, there's as Eddie has admitted to, and Michael, you've alluded to as well, that change is part of our life. And we ran the course, and Phil and Harry actually did run a complete course of going to a syndicated network. And the reality is that we want to grow our message, and we believe that our message, as Harry and Phil, their message is good news. The whole point of Just Listen, that's their one of their taglines, Just Listen, bringing good news to the world. And I think ultimately the success curve is a part of the same global mission, is to having a conversation that matters. And, you know, conversations with Eddie Rodriguez and Michael McCleary matter. They really do matter, because they're shifting the energy of the consciousness of who they come in contact with, and that's what this show is all about. In the last 10 minutes, I'd like for both of you to talk about what, you know, I guess, you know, it doesn't need to get into the meaning of life or anything like that, but it does. I mean, can you talk about the significance of what this, Eddie, what does this journey really do to impact and influence those that you touch? Because really that's what this is all about. This isn't about Eddie. Ultimately,
no, not
anymore. I mean, it started out that way, that you needed to do this, in order to help complete the shift and the transformation that you have in your life. But now, right today, this isn't about Eddie anymore. This is about bringing harmony, love, laughter, smiles, and feeling good about someone's life for them. You're doing this for others. So,
oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit for the, and I'll shut up because I'm getting a little talky here. Come on. So tell us how this is affecting those on your journey.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, because I've been talking to a lot of people, and the thing is that most of the people tell me the same thing, is that they'd love to go out there and to help and to be a part of this journey. And that really helps to make shifts inside of them. Because they said, you know, I watch CNN, I watch the news, and they see so many negative things. And to see a positive influence coming through our town really helps us to start going out and helping other people. You know, they're like, it was phenomenal. Whether they, you know, they buy me lunch or they just talk and sit and talk with me and things like this. It's not about me. It's about what the journey is doing. Mm-hmm. They're like very, very inspired that they can do this in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They have that chance. They have the opportunity to go out and give and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something that they can hang on to, something that they can take to make shifts not only in their lives but in the lives of others. And it's so funny, because I may spend 5 or 10 minutes with somebody, and they'll look at me and say, thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And I keep telling them, it's not about me. It is about the journey. And they say, I know it's about the journey. But you're sending the message out there, and you're allowing us to open up and be who we truly are.
Right. Yeah, so, you're carrying the message. You're the messenger, and there's no doubt about that. Yeah, that's right.
That's it. I'm just the messenger. But the message is so strong that they really are able to open up, and it gives them a foothold in moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bringing chills down my back. Just knowing that having a conversation with someone that looks to one of us as a catalyst for helping them shift, and that's what you've been doing, Eddie. You've been the catalyst for helping to bring about change in everyone that you've touched on this journey. What a fascinating experience. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's real enticing. You and I talked earlier today. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you may not be done. Is that what we understand?
May not be done.
You may not be done.
No. You know, this may continue. As long as, you know, if things are really working out where I'm making a difference, and I'm able to carry this message, then yeah, it may continue. I don't want to let the bag out of the aisle. You know, I've got that Eddie and Beyond, or Eddie on the Road and Beyond. Okay, this may be the Beyond.
Yeah.
We shall see when I get to Washington, D.C.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, like Michael, and I know he had alluded to it just a little bit when we talked about relationship, but Michael is also very well known as a filmmaker, and a movie that he created along with his colleague Casey Turner in regards to An Incredible Journey. And Anything But Ordinary Journey was about the stories of people like Eddie that came across trying times in their life and made drastic shifts of energy and were able to move into new ways of living. Michael, you want to just kind of talk about how that relates to what Eddie's doing? Because I know it does.
Yeah, and I think it really, one thing I'd like to add too is that we're all on a journey. We're all on our own journey. We're also on this shared journey of life. And while it's incredible to be a catalyst for other people, it's also important to remember that we are also catalysts for ourselves.
That's
the things
true.
That I do are for me.
Yep.
You know,
right.
The things that Eddie does are for him. The things that Jed does are for him.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
To not forget that piece. A lot of times we like to go, and this has been a big drastic change in my life, and this has been a big thing for me to learn, and ask the question, and again, I go back to my amazing friend Tamara, who has asked me a lot of incredibly wise questions and really got me to think over the last few months. And one of those things is, I talk about being anything but ordinary, and she asked me a question, and that was, when are you going to be okay just being ordinary? When are you going to be okay being Michael McCleary and not having to be something quote-unquote greater? And it was because I was looking for some kind of validation. I needed someone to say, you know what, Mike, you're a great guy. And, Mike, you've done some amazing things. I needed that to fill up my life in some sense. And what I've discovered is that in the end, we all need to find that ourselves, and we need to find that place where we can fill ourselves up. And when we can fill ourselves up, then we can really, truly start to share it with other people. And what's great about that sharing then, though, is it's not for a sense of that I need a pat on the back or that I'm doing it because I would love for someone to say how wonderful and great I am, but because genuinely something has been a catalyst for them to change their life. And when you come from that perspective, when you come from this perspective of just truly giving, and I talk about this in my blog at mikemccleary.com, I've talked a lot about love recently and what is love. And for me, love is that true gift that you just give to someone else or you give to other people. And it's not something that you ever expect to receive back. It's just a true and pure way of giving of who you are. And when we can get to that point that we are so satisfied in and amongst ourselves, and who we are, and that we know without a doubt what we're here for and what we're doing, we can start to really give that love. And what's great about that is it's not necessarily always an easy road to walk, but when we do it, it's amazing the way our lives are transformed. And so what's great is I'm not here anymore to share that everything is just roses and great, but the things are difficult and times are hard. But what's amazing is when you go out there and do the things that are hard, you really find out who you are and you find out a lot about the people that are around you. So don't fear the difficulties in life. They are actually really amazing opportunities if we're willing to open ourselves up to embrace that change and embrace our journey.
I think I remember a little birdie saying that to me just the other day. I wonder who that was. Well, you guys rock. That's all I got to say.
I might know that birdie. Not me, but I might have to know that other birdie.
I know that little birdie.
I wonder who that is.
That little birdie has tweeted in your ear. So, you know, in the last 3 minutes here, or the last 2 minutes, I want to tell you both how much you mean to me. And how important what you're doing really, really is to me and impacting my life. When I see people like yourselves stepping up and stepping out into climbing into a bunny suit and walking into a parking lot of a bar and reading a poem has got to be an extremely humiliating point in your life. Number one, okay? I mean, it's we can laugh and we can enjoy that, but the reality is there was a purpose for it, and it changed other people's lives. And Eddie, I can't begin. I can't wait for the day when I can actually hug you and tell you I am glad you're standing in front of me and I love you very much. And I got the opportunity to do that with Michael earlier this spring, and it was a great time for me. I know that my life has been influenced by both of you, and I can't begin to thank you enough for what you've done for me, for my show, for my life. For everything about me, and you both, my hat's off to you.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, I have to walk over there to California and give you that hug, man.
Okay.
And thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate it, and you've been a big influence in my life also.
Well, don't forget, Eddie's going to be in Washington, D.C. on August 27th. SmileAndWaveAmerica.com. Please go to the site, check it out, follow him in this last 200, 300 miles. How far is it to D.C. from where you are, Eddie?
I think probably about 70 miles.
70 miles, okay. So it's not very far. And I will contact the social media expert that I know in D.C., I'm flashing on her name right now, and I've lost it. But we got about 30 seconds left. Michael, thank you very much. Next week's guest is a mystery guest at this point. Haven't gotten confirmation. So I thank both of you for joining me for this hour on the Success Curve every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time here on CTV Channel 29 in Eugene. And we're also broadcast on livestream.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you very much, and have an awesome evening.
Thank you, everybody. Love you.